Flash Backup.
Now, 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. As you know, I have taken a turn toward even being more healthy and conscious of health here on the program with a number of new people involved, including the author of Naked Fitness. Now, I've been accused in the past by some of my colleagues like Mr. McFadden and Ms. Fazzanelli and Ms. Horn, that I would have people on the program just because they had provocative books or they had provocative, it sounded like they were provocative, even if they weren't provocative. I was accused of things like that, which of course is absurd because I would never to the level of having somebody who was as intelligent and articulate as Andrea Metcalf on just because her website is nakedfitness.com.
That's right.
And just because her book is called Naked Fitness, I wouldn't stoop to that level.
Good for you.
All right. So now that we have that straightened out, Andrea has
been
teaching.
And we believe this.
Of course you do. Right. Andrea has been teaching fitness and training clients and coaching people for years when it comes to nutrition and health. So she puts the years next to how many, you know, she thinks that it's okay to tell people she's been doing this now for 43 years. And it's just not, I don't think you should have that image, Andrea. I think people think of you as being younger.
So, 43.
Right.
It's actually not 43 years I've been teaching fitness. It's more like 27.
Ah, that's fine. It's not important. So let's chat about summer. We were talking earlier about the pool opening up. It's Memorial Day weekend. People are going to do the usual thing, getting excited about the good weather, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what do you advise people when it comes to those who are only interested in fitness in the summertime, the good weather? They have been couch potatoes for months and months and months. So they get out and they play tennis or they go play golf or they do a lot in the pool and they have they get hurt or they're liable to if they're not careful, right?
Well, sometimes we go out and we do too much too soon, and especially when we're into some of those competitive sports like tennis or even golf, and there's some things that you should be doing beforehand. There's some great stretches and movements that you can do, and they're kind of hard to demonstrate on the radio, but if you just thought about standing with your feet wide, put your hands out in front like you're holding a big turkey.
I'm going to do this because I'm on, we can use the video.
Yeah,
we have the video, DougSteffen.com, the video box. I'm there. So what am I going to do? Tell me what I have to do in order to...
Yeah, here, I'll join you.
Yeah, Richie's going to join us. So we're both on the we're both on the video at DougSteffen.com.
Right.
So what are we going to do?
Right, Rich.
All right. So what do we have to do?
Let's okay, go, feet wide, hands out in front like you're holding a golf club parallel to the ground or a big platter of food.
Like this? This is the way you hold a golf club like this, though, right?
Yeah, but I got my hands...
Andrew, are you watching this on...
I'm trying to figure out how to get onto that live broadcast by Ustream.
Just click on the
video.
Go to DougSteffen.com and you see the box in the middle of the homepage. You'll see the two of us there.
And navigated away.
Oh, nice.
On the homepage. I went to videos. And then, oh, this will be good. I can't wait to see what you guys are doing.
You have to teach us, though, what to do. That's the thing.
Okay, hands out in front. I still don't see you guys yet, but hands out in front and rotate. Good. I saw you for a second, and then I got some kind
you
of...
You have to kill... What you have to do is... You have to kill the audio.
We're radio professionals here.
All right, I'm going to have to go to that video site later.
Okay, all right. Never
mind. Hands out in front and rotate around to the right, three quarters without moving your hips, but moving your rib cage, and then move around to the other side.
So what are we actually, what are we moving? What's moving most?
Are my hands together or are they apart?
You're holding a golf club parallel to the ground.
Okay. Parallel to the ground. So that's out in front of you, Richie, for those of you who can't figure that.
Yeah. And hands are straight. Arms are straight. You're moving from your rib cage, not your hips.
Rib cage.
You're doing like a little spine twist.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
And around to the right and around to the left.
This. All right. This is how we're doing it. Richie, you doing it like me? This is how. Yeah,
I'm doing it better than you are.
No, you aren't either doing
it. Yes, you are. And then the key is, especially for golfers and tennis players, is to keep the head moved forward as you rotate, then put your head at about 45 degrees and rotate. What this does is it challenges some of the things that are going on in your brain and body to be better connected, so you'll have more coordination when you go out there on the court.
Yeah, it doesn't change anything going on in my brain.
You wouldn't notice it, Doug.
Oh.
It just happens.
It does. Okay. One of those things. All right. All right. So we're doing that. What else do we have to do?
Okay. Now you're going to take that hands overhead straight up.
Right up there.
Yeah.
And then go ahead and rotate. Let your And when you move to the left, let your right heel move. Mm-hmm. And when you move to the right, move the left heel.
Yeah, you can feel the stretch in your
those hips.
Push down your legs, too. You can feel the stretch in the legs.
There you go.
And, Roberta, you'll be happy to know that my lovely, tender, tight butt is feeling this.
Oh, did you really
so
just say
glad.
That?
I'm so glad to know that, Doug. It has made my morning.
Has it really? Okay. Right.
There we go, back into naked fitness.
I'm picturing your naked, tight, tender.
Okay. Not just pictured being naked. Just Jennifer, why are you grossed out by that? After
you
told us earlier today, wait a minute, hold on a second. Andrea, this is the woman who told us earlier today, when she gets stopped by the police, she unbuttons the top button of her blouse.
You told me that I did
that. No, come on. Would you
please? Did. It wasn't me.
All right, let's pause for a moment in the action here, and we'll get back to how you can get yourself ready for the first big weekend of summer. We want you to be fit. Andrea Metcalf is with us on Good Day.
Find your magic at Macy's Memorial Day sale. Take an extra 10% off all furniture purchases, like a leather sofa for just $999, or a three-piece leather power reclining sectional only $3,999. Save on a three-piece queen bedroom set for just $1,999, and a seven-piece outdoor dining set with bonus umbrella for $1,699. Take an extra 10% off all furniture at Macy's Memorial Day sale. Exclusive applies in store for details.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Gas prices. Can't explain them. Can't predict them. But you can beat them. Just head to the Count on Chevy event for one of nine models over an EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon highway. See? Saving on gas is that simple. Just takes a trip to your Chevy dealer. And you can count on that. Gas prices. Can't explain them. Can't predict them. But you can beat them. Just head to the Count on Chevy event for one of nine models over an EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon highway. See? Saving on gas is that simple. Just takes a trip to your Chevy dealer. And you can count on that.
Yes, you certainly can. It's 15 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We're focused with Andrea Metcalf on physical fitness, well-being, getting yourself tuned up for summertime. There are different things. We decided that it would be good for all of us to have these little fast fit bits. I think that's what you call them, Andrea. The 10-second fit bits, is that sort of what you were describing to us earlier, or is this something else that we need to be thinking about?
Well, a 10-second Fitbit is a little bit more intense because we're only doing it for 10 seconds. Those are great warm-up stretches and things to go and try.
So you start with the stretches and then you go to the Fitbit stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so what do we do now? Richie, stand up again. Let's go to page two of this.
All right, hold on.
Okay.
All right, so running in place.
You could run in place. Why don't you guys do jumping jacks, though? That's a little
calisthenics. One,
my
head's two, three,
hold on, man.
Four, five,
keep going.
Six, 7.
This is
8.
Extrovert, isn't it?
9.
I can't
10. 11. Richie, watch this. 12. 13. 14.
My headset
15,
cable's not long enough.
16. 17. 18. 19. 20.
You're overachieving.
Oh, okay. So calm down.
10-second Fitbit. Just feels good. Look, are you happy now?
I was happy before. But am I happier? Of course.
Yeah.
Yes, feel much better, yes.
Yeah, and you know, don't forget, too, we talked about the pool opening up this weekend. Mm-hmm. You can do more than just swim in the pool. That's especially if you have back issues, you should be running and walking in the pool as opposed to swimming freestyle or backstroke.
Really?
Most people don't realize that, yeah.
I found a set of weights that you can use in the pool. If you like using weights, there are things, I guess you get them at the pool store. I don't know where I got them. But you use them because
sold at Mafia or Us, aren't they? The water.
Not those
it's a different
kinds.
Kind of training.
Yeah. Oh. There's a weight there. You must know about this, Andrea. There's a like regular hand weights, dumbbells, but somehow they're impacted by the water. And they when you go into the water, they're not as heavy. But when you put them under the water and use them, they're heavy and they feel like whatever 25 pounds, 34 pounds, whatever you're using.
Wow. Well, I know about like the buoyancy weights that are like made out of foam that you can use for water resistance. But I will have to check out weighted weights for the pool. We've never typically in my teachings of aerobic water aerobics had weights in the pool because they're difficult to work with
see,
the buoyancy.
But if you hang around with me long enough, your whole outlook on life and how you do this is going to change.
Okay.
Everything will change. Right.
Yeah, but try that walking backwards convinced. In the pool. That really helps alleviate
back pain.
What's
funny is that Rich is still working out.
Rich is still at it. Yeah, perfect. Yeah. But Andrea said to calm down, not get too excited.
Nah, I'm working now, man. I'm ready to go.
Okay. See, that's what I'm hoping that'll happen. If you do 10 seconds, you may want to do 20, and then you may want to do 5 minutes, and
okay,
then
Andrea,
sit
here.
At 10 minutes in.
When in my taekwondo, and we talked about this the other day with Doug, one of the things we do before we even do the stretching is warming up with a light aerobic thing, jumping jacks and running. We run around the dojang for like 5 minutes
the
to get
dojang?
Your muscles warm.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you call it.
The whole dang dojang.
The whole dang dojang. How important is it to warm your muscles up? Yeah, stretching, but does that warm your muscles up? Should you do something to warm your muscles up?
Got
to
have some muscles first, Richie.
Come on, big boy.
What you noticed on those on that stretches that I was showing you is that they're moving stretches, so they start to warm the connective tissue immediately. Aerobics, definitely of any kind, for about 3 to 5 minutes helps increase the body temperature, makes your connective tissues more pliable. You never want to just hold a stretch in stretching unless it's at the end of your workout. It really doesn't give you any benefit. It doesn't increase flexibility as we once thought. So you're right. Warm up for 3 to 5 minutes with some kind of walking, jogging, jumping jacks. Or if you are going to stretch, move through your stretches because that'll give you some aerobics and some warmth to the muscles.
All right. So there it is. You can check all this out. Now, there are a lot of different things that are certainly worth checking out at Andrea's website, nakedfitness.com. If you do, and I watch this smooth segue, if you get aches and pains from having all of this exercise for the first time,
you're so good.
Then you need to go to Salon Pause and get the pain-free way, the patch that'll bring you around to being pain-free. Go to salonpause.com. You order a free sample. Actually, go to DougStephan.com or DrKenshow.com, and you can put these patches on. Andrew, no grease, no nothing. You just put them on. And look at how I demonstrate, Richie. I'm putting them on my shoulders now, or your hips, or wherever you have an ache or a pain. You go to salonpause.com and get the free sample. If you're really in pain, if you do too much this weekend, you go to the local Walgreens and get the box. Andrea Metcalf is here on the Good Day program. Thank you as we keep in shape. It's 21 after on Good Day.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at thyroidki.com.
Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit, valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 888-444-6625. That's 888-444-6625. Again, 888-444-6625.
Back to American Idol from last night. This is Mark Anthony performing with his wife and Idol judge Jennifer Lopez. I think she danced during this too, didn't she, Roberta?
Yes.
She was just
she
was
dances the dancer.
She was what?
So she didn't sing. She just danced. It sounds like.
Oh really? I don't get him. What is his background other than he's
big singer?
Married to somebody he's lucky to be married to.
Well, I mean,
he's a star in his own right.
She's crossover. She does American pop, you know, R&B, and Latin music.
This guy's a Latin guy?
Yeah, that's all he does.
Okay. It's called Aguanita. That's pretty good, Richie. You like this? Latin music is great stuff. Be good, because Andrea just here, be good to exercise to this stuff.
My wife, the Colombian, dances the salsa merengue.
Really?
Man, let me tell you something. When she would go out dancing with her friends every single weekend, wow. Hard body. Unbelievable.
There you go. Good way to stay in shape. Now, during the course of the night, there were a lot of little excerpts, anecdotes. The fellas and they're singing, and the girls and they're singing. Here's Casey and James arguing over who was the most shocking elimination.
A very shocking results night right here on Idol.
America must really hate me because I got eliminated twice.
Getting eliminated sucked. I don't like to talk about it.
It's like, hey, you suck. And then, oh, you know what? We'll give you another chance. Oh, no, you suck again.
Who is the most shocking to be eliminated? You know, I'd have to say James.
You think James was more shocking?
Probably the most shocking thing this season.
You kidding me? I was supposed to win it. You know, the magazine said Casey's going to win.
Huh.
Casey, you didn't even get eliminated that night.
There's nothing shocking about that.
I was way more shocked. Are you kidding me? Come on. The doctor had to come wheel me off.
Some water? Some juice?
I dropped the microphone.
You just dropped an $8,000 mic. Be more courteous than that. I went out number four. I'm a rocker. Daughtry went out number four.
What else have we got here? Richie, I actually want to listen to the six guys performing the Tom Jones medley just for the heck of it. All right? I know you don't like these, but... let's listen a little bit. Was Tom Jones there? Nobody watched this last night,
Tom
right?
Jones was there.
So I figured. This would have been good. Don't have to be got the wrong clip, Richie.
No.
Sounds like a friend.
This is it.
This is it? This got talent? This is 12?
Yeah.
Who's this?
They're doing Prince. It's one of the six guys doing a Prince song.
I thought it was supposed to be a Tom Jones medley.
I guess they're going to get there. Don't have to be rich to be my girl.
Best Tom Jones I've ever heard.
What is this?
There you go.
Yeah, this is good. All right, let's go to cut 16, Richie, where the losers joke about Scotty and Lauren.
After over 100,000 auditions, down to the top two, Scotty and Lauren Elena.
Scotty and Lauren, words can't describe how proud I am of the both of you. You're like my little babies.
It's unbelievable, man. They're 16 and 17 years old. They can't vote. They can barely drive.
They're children. So we have like 2 sixth graders in the competition, and they're kicking everyone's.
I think it's funny that the two people left in the competition are school
children. All right, the poll today: the best thing about American Idol last night was Lauren and Carrie Underwood, Scotty and Tim McGraw, Haley and Tony Bennett, Reeve with you two, etc. Check it out at DougStefan.com.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you want to unleash your inner artist the next time you travel, what better way to hone your skills than with an art-inspired travel experience? Want to learn how to take really good travel photos? The School of the International Center of Photography actually takes you on the road for hands-on workshops. The next one will take place in New Mexico, where an instructor will lead photography excursions to Taos and surrounding villages. Or how about interacting with working artists? An initiative called Summer Open Studios opens the doors to several artist-in-residence programs. For example, visitors can see artists at work in Salina, Kansas, when the Art Center's warehouse opens its doors in June and July. And just outside of New York City, the Art Students League opens every fourth Friday to host workshops and exhibitions. Or get an intensive experience by joining a museum-led vacation. Smithsonian Expedition's Art Along the Hudson is a curator-led fall foliage cruise with stops like museums and homesteads. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage may not be available in all states.
I got an infection and I had to get back to New York. With MedJet, before you even leave the hospital where you got sick, they make sure there's a room assigned to you on the other end. It's just about the best thing ever.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For your concern and your help and your involvement in our discussions of what's going on here, the Doug Stephan Good Day program, with an overview of all of the things, hopefully, that are going on that are important to you, whether it's food, whether it's health, whether it's thinking about the things that are going on around you, things that are swirling, things that you may not think are important, but they become interesting. I'm looking this week at the reports from the black boxes that were found. Remember the Air France jet that went over?
Oh, yeah.
From Buenos Aires to Paris. Daily flight on Air France. And the flight that went down in June of 2009 into the Atlantic, it went. Nobody could figure out why. Nobody heard from anybody. And it appears that one of the problems, this is so amazing. This is really the maybe most interesting part of the story. It's sad that 289 people lost their lives in this thing. It was an Airbus. You know, you hear me all the time talking about what crap cans they are. I don't like them, and I try to avoid flying on them because I just don't like them. But the European airlines have a lot of them because it's a European company. So Air France has got 100 or more of them, and these Airbus A330s are equivalent to our 767 and the 777. So the plane takes off, and it's at 35,000 feet. Now, the plane, again, the mystery was what the heck happened. So the French government, the French airline, and the French manufacturer of the plane, they put together a pool, a fund of money, and they send out these Jacques Cousteau types, and they find out, this is what's the moment. They don't know, because they heard nothing from the plane. They don't really know where the plane has gone down. They track it, though, because they have these automatic trackers to follow all the planes in the sky. And even if they aren't in communication, audio communication, there's these beep, beep, beeps that basically trace where the plane is. So they went out, they get the records, and they took the measurements, and they found a place as you, the route here is pretty much straight across the Atlantic and then up the African and European coasts. So there's a place in the Atlantic that apparently has extraordinarily turbulent and violent weather. And if the plane isn't above 35,000 feet, it's going to get tangled in this. And apparently what's happened before, as you look at the history of this, there have been many, many flights that have gotten into, I don't know if trouble is the right word, but they have at this, in this location, at this altitude, there are nervous moments experienced by passengers frequently because the plane gets banged around so much.
Kind of like the Bermuda Triangle?
Yeah, a little bit, Richie.
Yeah.
So why the heck they don't move the route to another place that's, you know, either that or you go up to a higher altitude, whatever the heck, but get away from it. That doesn't seem to be something there's an answer for. But the they went to the place where they last heard these beep, beep, beeps from the plane, and doggone, after about a month of fiddling around, this is about 2 miles down. The earth is about 2 miles deep here. They find the plane.
Amazing,
and they,
isn't it?
They send these subs down, these unmanned subs that they can watch on a television camera, not unlike what you saw in the movie The Titanic with the cameras looking at the, you know, that's what you think you're looking at, the cameras. And in fact, some of those were real pictures of the Titanic. So they send these subs down. They find bodies. Now, this is almost 2 years ago. The bodies are still intact to a point inside the fuselage. They find the fuselage. They find the tail. And this is spread out over the ocean floor about a square mile. They find the black boxes.
Wow.
That are in the tail of this plane, and they bring them up with these submarines, and they examine them. So this is really important information, because these flights exist. There are approximately, if you can believe it or not, 1,400 flights a day between destinations in Europe and North and South America. So there's a flight from London to Buenos Aires. There's a flight from Madrid to, it's the same as Newark, you know, or New York or Chicago or Boston or Washington.
I heard,
to all these places.
I heard yesterday when they were talking about this volcanic ash from Iceland,
which is shut off, cut to 250 flights out of
it.
They
were talking about the amount of flights out of Europe every day.
Yeah.
I think it's like 30,000 flights.
No,
is
not that many.
Possible?
No, it's not possible. 3,000, not 30. 3,000 flights. There are only 5,000 flights a day in America. So from crisscross to crisscross.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway, that's 3,000 flights. And about a tenth of them were affected by this ash because you can't. What they've been doing, again, is sending the flights down along the same route we're talking about, Richie, which is what they did last year. They send them down the coast of Africa and then straight across on the equator. They don't like to do that, because not only of the turbulence, but also it's obviously longer than going up over the North Atlantic and coming down the coast through by Maine and, you know, across the New England and down into Washington or Atlanta or wherever they're going. So it becomes a function of money. How much fuel can these planes handle? Most of the intermediate range planes, like a 767, to a point of 777, although they have ER planes, the extended range 777, 747s and these new 380s that they have, they can go they can go almost 11,000 miles. I think it's 9,800 for a 747 and maybe a little more than that for the 380. But there's only so much fuel you can carry in these things and get them off the ground. I mean, how much fuel? They burn 30 gallons a minute, I think it is, of fuel. So figure it out. Yeah, how much fuel you're going to burn going with these four engines, or even if it's two engines or three engines, you're going to burn a lot of fuel. And if you're traveling 10,000 miles, like Andrea Metcalf's going to Australia later today, as she was telling us, and that's a flight. She flies to L.A. and the L.A. to Melbourne or Sydney or any of these. That's a good 14.5 to 15-hour ride.
A long flight.
And, you know, if they're burning 30 gallons, 24 to 30 gallons a minute,
wow,
figure out how much fuel you need. And you've got to get the plane off the ground. So, and by the way, when they take off, they fly at a lower altitude because they can't. The plane becomes less controllable as the air is lighter. And the weight of it makes it harder to control. That's why they fly, when you take off, they fly at a lower altitude until some of the fuel is burned off. Well, anyway, so this plane goes across the Atlantic, and the pilot has apparently, there are three pilots on this plane. It's a it's about a nine and a half hour ride. So they have normally in circumstances that are over 8 hours, you got three pilots and they rotate so that there's two on duty and one of them's resting. And just so each one of them has about 6 hours duty, 6-7 hours duty. So anyway, one of the main pilot had already left the cockpit and was taking his rest, nap, wherever it was. And he felt the plane going into real violence, apparently, violent turbulence. So he went back down to the cockpit. And the guys who were flying the plane, they were literally lost. And they could hear this. The conversation, you can hear them talking about it on the black box. And that much information has been released by the European Space Agency, not Space Agency, the European Air Traffic Control. And so what apparently happened is there was a problem with these damn Airbuses. The tube that's supposed to measure the air temperature and thus guide the plane in terms of what you have to do to keep the ice off the wings, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The thing freezes, it has been freezing up, and they've had complaints about this for 4 or 5 years, and they're finally getting around to replacing them. But on this plane, they hadn't replaced it yet. So the plane's in a place where there's more moisture than normal at 35,000 feet. All of the external things that are supposed to guide you and measure where you are frozen. So they don't know where the hell they are.
Mm.
They don't know. They're up, they're down, or sideways. So they're completely confused. And the cockpit conversation denotes that. They are asking questions of each other.
And it's not like you can just pull off to the side of the road and
right.
get your
bearings. get the brochure out and see, okay, what do I do now? So they don't know where they are. They don't know what's going on with the plane. And by the time they figure out what's going on, it's too late.
Yeah.
They get into a fatal dive, and they can't pull themselves out of it. So there were major system failures and malfunctions, according to the preliminary findings. And it was so bad, they couldn't even ask for it. There was no mayday call because they didn't know where they – if they get into this turbulent weather, you know, they're going to get banged around like you wouldn't believe. Can you imagine the people in the plane and what those poor people must be thinking?
Mm.
As they're in that, in the spot, they don't, and you don't know you're going down really until you're
until
almost
you
there.
Yeah,
yeah. So, the airspeed sensors and all this other stuff, and to make matters worse, the pilots, they disconnected the autopilot, which apparently was the worst thing to do, because that would have at least kept them above the water, because it goes by the sensors that are on the dial that don't have that aren't connected to the outside of the plane, you know, like this beep 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 or other things there are that aren't necessary. The communication stuff isn't affected. Only the sensors are affected. So they could have talked to somebody, although this, you know, they're in the middle of the North Atlantic. They got to talk to other than another plane. But it's really, you look at this stuff and you wonder, what about all of this technology, and is it too much?
Wow.
These pilots are not trained well enough anymore to deal. That's the conclusion I come with. They're so determined. They're so dependent on the technology of the plane, and the plane, in essence, flying itself. So, okay, there's a problem. They don't know how to deal with it. They can't deal with the problem because they haven't been into it. The plane's used to flying itself.
They don't make them like Sully anymore, huh?
Right.
No, they don't make them like Sully.
Think about that guy.
Yeah. He didn't. He figured it out. So
turn that autopilot off. I'm taking over. I'm going to land this plane in the river.
Well, he didn't even have it on autopilot. I mean, he was just up. They were 4,000 feet when the engine crammed
out. Don't the computers take off and land nowadays, though, too?
They can. Most pilots do not want them to. It's pilot's choice. Not land, but you can get it down to about 100 feet, and then you land it yourself. You can under certain circumstances, but that's not what most of them want to do. You don't have control of the plane, my gosh.
Anyway. I don't like cruise control of my car.
No, not at all. But I thought that was fascinating, frankly, and hopefully you found it that way, too.
Wow.
Otherwise, you went to listen to Bill Bennett talk about Ed Schultz. 15 before the hour, Dr. Ken is here, and, boy, you can always count on him being as interesting as possible. And so he's here with his daily dose of important medical information, helping you out up next here on Good Day.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Find your magic at Macy's Memorial Day sale. Take an extra 10% off all furniture purchases, like a leather sofa for just $999, or a three-piece leather power reclining sectional only $3,999. Save on a three-piece queen bedroom set for just $1,999, and a seven-piece outdoor dining set with bonus umbrella for $1,699. Take an extra 10% off all furniture at Macy's Memorial Day sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly. Looking for quality auto parts for your vehicle? Shop O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find we have convenient locations, thousands of brand name parts in stock, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and well-trained professional parts people. We think you'll agree that O'Reilly is the auto parts store you can depend on. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
13 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who has some good news for you and your health in a moment. Actually, I'm looking at all this stuff. A lot of great news today. Maybe one of the best things that you could know that's not necessarily germane to today, although we've had a lot of discussion today, Ken, about your body and your health and how you can truly feel healthy. And that's, of course, as a part of our routine helping people out. The body bio report comes to our attention. We want to know about red blood cells and fatty cells and all that stuff. So if you log on to bodybioreport.com, you can purchase through them if you'd like a blood test, or you can have your own blood test results sent to them to get examined to find out what.
Well, finally, what we're all waiting for, we can learn what vitamins, Doug, and supplements we really need based on the results of your blood test, not guess and not waste our money.
All right, so you go to your doctor. Here's how this works. You don't have to go to the doctor, but most people get an annual checkup, hopefully. You tell the doctor you want a body bio report. You visit the website first, bring the information with you to the doctor, copy the instructions, so they'll do the correct bio markers when they do the blood test. They keep it on file, send the information to body bio, and they'll test it and let you know what it is that you need. The same blood test every year you need to get. Body Bio Report examines, identifies what you need to be eating or supplementing, and that's how you save money and that's how you save yourself. Everybody should have this information. BodyBioReport.com, and if you enter the code Dr. Ken, you'll save over $50 through the process, okay? BodyBioReport.com. All right, what's some of the good news today, Ken?
Concert museums, they're good for your health. But the good news is it doesn't matter whether you're well-educated or not or whether you're wealthy or not. People who go to museums and concerts, this is out of the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health, or create art or play an instrument, they're more satisfied with their lives, again, regardless of how educated or rich they are.
What flake bottom wanted to study this in the first place? Who comes
I think it makes great sense.
Well, but how do they find out who's gone to museums?
What do you mean? How do they
stand outside the Guggenheim?
Well, let's get some more of the news.
Oh, okay, Ken. How do we do that? Where? What goes to the second page of this?
Well, 1 in 5 young adults may have high blood pressure. This is out of the Medical Journal Epidemiology. This was a study of 14,000 men and women between age 24 and 32. This is amazing. And half of these people didn't even know from their doctor they had high blood pressure.
Really? And how do you figure, you go to the doctor, that's the only way you're going to find out.
Well, or check it yourself at home with a home blood pressure cuff.
What's the one you like?
I like Omron. I also like a few others, which we can talk about on Saturday.
All right. Hand sanitizer.
University of Florida, frequent use of hand sanitizer cleansers, they can cause a person to test positive for alcohol consumption, especially people who use these a lot. Also other hidden sources of alcohol, mouthwashes and cosmetics.
I love it. Be drunk on on
a few times a day, this won't affect you. But like doctors and nurses who use this all the time, be aware.
Oh, that's great.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com, that's Z-E-O-King.com, for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
I love this.
We don't care, Rich.
I know you don't, and I don't care that you don't
care.
Oh, would you rather be
a fish? Bruce Willis have a band or something?
Yes, he did.
Does he still have it?
He's resurrected it a few years back and released an album.
Huh. This is from the movie Hudson Hawk. Oof. Came out this week in 1991, Chucker.
Hello.
Bruce Willis and Danny Aiello. This is Danny Aiello. Crank this up.
You may grow up to be a mule. Or would you like to swing on a star?
Sounds so much like him. Isn't that cool?
That's Bruce.
That is?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Or would you rather be a fish? Here comes Danny.
This isn't a Danny.
No, it's still Bruce.
Fast forward again, yeah? Poor Chuck is not going to get any time again today. All right, then we got this. Never mind. This is inferior to Chuck.
Who originally did this in a movie, Doug?
Swing on a Star?
Yeah.
Oh, heavens, this goes back to the 30s.
Sure does. And who was it?
Bing Crosby, I think.
There you go. Very good.
All right, there you go, Richie. Okay. Is this Danny? No, it's still Bruce. The two of them start. Danny Aiello, a great story with him, Chucker. He was a bus driver. Starter. He was a driver, and then he was a bus starter, a dispatcher in Chicago. And a lot of the people that came out of Chicago, like Dennis, Dennis
Farina.
He was a cop, a real cop in Chicago, and he got an extra job working, and then he liked it, and they liked him, so he became an actor. I mean, look at the way some of these people come into what it is that they become good at, and that's cool. Good, good, good for them.
Luck goes a long way, Doug.
I think you're right. Being in the right place.
I'm sure almost anybody who hits it big will tell you that luck played a big part of it.
Yesterday, all right, I'm going to tell you this story because it applies to a lot of the stuff that we're talking about. You know how my son Brendan works in the catacombs, in the tombs of the business, and many of the people that he works with. They're about 2,000 people that do all of the recording and all of the video, audio, editing. So they all kind of know who each other is. So Brent was having lunch with a couple of guys yesterday who work on Two and a Half Men. And he called me afterwards and he said the real story with Hugh Grant, they have made a deal for $2 million an episode. And they had guaranteed that they'd have the shooting done in four and a half months for the whole season so that Hugh could go do a couple of movies. And he slept on it, and he sent them back an email and said, I don't want to do a blanking, thank you very much for the opportunity, but I don't want to do a blanking sitcom for CBS. And that was all.
Wow.
And interestingly enough, they'd been talking to Ashton Kutcher about it, and Kutcher had said that he was really pretty interested.
That's a perfect fit.
He'd never done a television show, and he liked the concept of Two and a Half Men. I mean, I'm talking about since he was a kid. He went off from, what was it, the 70s show. Yeah, right. So then he went off into movies, hadn't done a television show since. And he liked the idea of doing it. They offered him $1 million an episode, and he took it. So it really is pretty interesting. And they all think, the people that work on the set, think that he, because he's a very affable kid.
Oh, he's funny.
And loves to work and keep, you know, he gets whenever he's on the set, everybody's all charged up and he plays his, you know, that show Punked.
Yeah.
That he did came out of the stunts that he,
right.
The reason that he did the show is because he was pulling these stunts all the time on the sets of the movies that he were in. They said, okay, let's make a TV show out of this. But with the people that he was starring with, he'd do this stuff all the time. So he apparently is very good at bringing the set together, and that's what they need to make this show succeed.
We'll see what happens. Although Christian has got an awful internet reputation among fans. When he put it this way, when he's announced that he's cast in a movie, people start blogging that they want to vomit. So
why?
We'll see what happens. I just don't like him.
How does he open a movie?
He's not. I wouldn't call him successful in terms of.
I would disagree with that completely. Look at all the movies that he's been in that have opened well.
They've opened okay, but I'm not a big fan.
I think you know what happens.
I'd rather have what you grant.
Because but that's not the choice. So in the meantime, you go with who you go with. All right. So anyway, I told the story.
I would have went with Rob Lowe, but that's my opinion.
But he didn't want to do it.
No, he wouldn't be good for that role.
Yeah. All right. So Chucker, what do you have for 20 seconds?
First screening took place to the summer movie Super 8 last Saturday in Hollywood. Reaction to it was that people loved it, many calling it great and terrific. They say it's a combination between Cloverfield meets E.T. meets the Goonies, and I got to say I'm looking forward to that film more than any other.
There you go. Summer film starting already in a theater near you. That's the story. 59 after on Good Day.